Welcome to Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee, a podcast brought to you by the Tennessee Initiative for Perinatal Quality Care. TIPQC exists to improve health outcomes for mothers and infants in Tennessee through our quality collaborative that will identify opportunities to optimize maternal and infant outcomes across our state and is funded under a grant contract with the state of Tennessee. The Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee podcast is designed for medical professionals and for patients and families across the state. We will focus on all aspects of the perinatal period with special attention to reducing our maternal mortality rate. This podcast is brought to you through a cooperative agreement with the Alliance for Innovation on Maternal Health.
Welcome to the Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee podcast brought to you by the Tennessee Initiative for Perinatal Quality Care. I am Brenda Barker, the TIPQC Executive Director, and today we have Robert Taylor joining us from the New Life Center. Robert is the Executive Director and founder of the New Life Center, and through the years, he has served as a leader and an expert on fatherhood issues in the Nashville area. He is a father to seven, and he also serves on our Metro Public School Board in Nashville. Well, welcome today. We are so honored that you would join us and just want to jump in and ask you a little bit about yourself, your family. Tell us about your career journey, how you got involved in the work that you do.
Yep, sure. Thank you for having me today. I appreciate you calling me and having me on the podcast. I'm honored that you all would invite me on. And so just to share a little bit about my journey and how I got to the point where I am operating a nonprofit that primarily serves fathers. I began my career in public health. And initially, I worked in tobacco control. And I provided services, cessation services, as well as focused on policy implementation when the Nashville community went smoke-free. So we partnered with the bars and restaurants downtown to figure out the best way to implement the Non-Smoker Protection Act that was passed years ago. And so once you're successful in public health, you generally put yourself out of a job. And so that's what happened. The funding that we had for the tobacco control program was going away. And I was looking for a new field in public health. And I got connected with our Healthy Start program, which does maternal child health work and reduces infant mortality. And in Nashville, for years, we had a Healthy Start program, but we had never focused on providing services to the partner of the mom and the father of the baby. And so my role was to create a father engagement component for our National Healthy Start program here in Nashville. And so I took that role on and realized that many of the fathers that we served, they could get the basics of newborn and infant care as far as changing diapers and swaddling the baby and supporting breastfeeding. We could teach them all of those things. However, after one of the sessions that I offered, we had a father who came up to me and asked me if he could take the box of diapers home. And I was like, sure, you know, just take whatever you need. But it made me realize that these fathers needed so much more. And so we identified some additional funding to apply for that we were successful in receiving. And we started a comprehensive fatherhood program that also provided job training and other supports so the fathers could earn an income that would allow them to support their families and take care of these newborn babies. And so I decided to start a nonprofit to continue that work on once my time at the health department ended. And that's where I'm at today with the New Life Center, which provides parenting education workshops where we focus on providing experiences for fathers to help them to be the best dads they can be.
That's wonderful. Now, you did not mention those seven children. We need to hear you have quite a personal experience as a dad. Tell us a little bit about that as well.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I give credit to my brother-in-law for some of the work that I've done. So I have seven children. My oldest daughter is 22 years old. She turned 22 this week, actually. And so I have 22 years of experience being a dad. However, my first 5 or 6 years or so were pretty rough, just because there were no workshops or programs or anything like that to support fathers. And so my brother-in-law introduced me to a program, Boot Camp for New Dads. He was having his first child, and I was going on to my fourth at the time. And so he invited me to come to the workshop, and I was amazed by the fact that I was 3 kids in, going on to my fourth, and I had never learned any of these things. And so I learned so many things from the fathers that were at the workshop, the facilitators, and I realized I need to be doing this for dads in Nashville. And so my personal story is that I recognized that I didn't know everything that I should as a father, and I wanted to make sure that we provided those same resources to every dad that we could in Nashville. And so we partnered with some of the birthing hospitals in Nashville to provide those resources. And now I still don't know everything about fatherhood, but I know a whole lot more than I did before. And I'm glad to be able to share my experiences with other dads to be able to create a community where fatherhood is valued and that fathers have the skills and the tools necessary to be great dads and provide their kids with everything they need to thrive in this society.
Thank you so much. And just inspiring. I really appreciate you sharing your own personal story. The New Life Center mission, according to your website, is to provide fathers and families with the skills, knowledge, and support they need to become more positively involved in the lives of children in order to maximize the overall well-being of Nashville's children. We believe that empowering fathers through mentorship, workshops, and community engagement leads to stronger family dynamics and a brighter future for our youth. Love that. Tell us more about the New Life Center and the types of services that you all are able to offer.
Yeah, so we have an annual celebration of fatherhood. So we have generally a fatherhood festival where we invite fathers from all walks of life throughout the Nashville and Middle Tennessee region to come to celebrate fatherhood. And we're actually in the summer month now. And so that event is taking place this weekend. And we are excited this year to partner with the NFL Alumni Association to provide this event. During that event, we provide different resources to fathers that just allow them to be the best man that they can be, first of all, so that they can then be great fathers, great husbands, great uncles, and also great mentors to other young children in their community. That event also serves as our recruitment event for the year. So we recruit new participants for our other workshops. We provide 3 primary workshops through our programming. Our first workshop is for new and expectant fathers, which is called our training camp for dads. We take them through a process where we have veteran dads, we have rookie dads, kind of like what you would see at the beginning of the football season. And we bring them all together. They have to learn the new playbook. They also have to learn how to take care of this new infant that will be in their house, and then also learn how to support mom through the delivery process and postpartum. And then also we focus on making sure that dads are supportive during the breastfeeding process. And so that's one of the workshops that we provide is for new and expectant dads. It's called Training Camp for Dads. Then we also utilize the National Fatherhood Initiative 24/7 Dad Curriculum. And that particular curriculum is for any father from all walks of life. We generally partner with our Metro Public Schools to provide those workshops to dads in the school building. So when we have dads and donuts and other activities like that, we can do a 1-hour workshop with those dads at the school throughout the school year to get them the knowledge and information that they need to, one, understand how important their role as a father is, but then also how to be the healthiest father that they can be, so that they can support their child in the education process, as well as emotionally and physically for their physical health and emotional health. And then lastly, we have a fatherhood development workshop where we work primarily with fathers who either have been just as impacted or are dealing with in Nashville, it's our juvenile court system that handles all of our child support cases. And so if they are not living with their child or do not have custody of their children, and are paying child support and so forth, we want to make sure that they have additional resources to help them through that process. So as a part of that particular curriculum, we also provide mediation services where we help them to develop a parentage plan with the mother of their children to support them in being as fully engaged in their child's life as possible. And so those are our three primary workshops and services that we provide. We have the fatherhood development curriculum for dads who are working to re-engage with their families and with their children. We also have this 24/7 dad program that's really for all dads. And then lastly, we do the childbirth education workshops for fathers through our training camp for dads.
Those are all wonderful services and wonderful education. I so appreciate our empowering our dads. Just like that playbook for parenthood, you get a baby, but you don't always know what to do with them. So thank you so much for offering those services and workshops. Are there particular eligibility requirements or costs if dads are looking into some of these resources?
We generally try to find funding that will allow us to provide all of these services free of charge. The training camp for dads, we have charged in the past a minimal fee of $25 for a 3-hour session. And that even includes lunch for them. And so it's just a minimal cost of $25 for that training camp workshop. But all of the other services, we've been able to secure funding that allows us to provide the program for free. And actually, the dads receive an incentive for completing the program. And so most of the programming that we've offered, we've been able to provide the dads a $100 gift card upon the completion of the program, or we can establish a bank account for them if they're unbanked. In those bank accounts, we provide them with a $500 initial deposit to get their bank account started.
Well, that is amazing. Thank you so much. And I know we'll have people listening that want to know, if they're not in the Nashville area, is there a certain requirement at a certain place they have to live? And are there other resources like this across the state?
Yeah, our programming, I always, when I write a grant to receive funding for this type of work, I always write it as loosely as I can to include the Middle Tennessee region, which includes Nashville-Davidson County and all of the surrounding counties that border Davidson County. And so that includes Cheatham County, Sumner County, Rutherford County, Wilson County, and I'm missing one or two, but Dixon County and Robertson County. And so we service that entire area. When we have individuals register for our workshops, we do ask for their address, and we try to find locations that are accessible to those fathers. And so we generally partner with either our community centers at our parks or the libraries to host the workshops in spaces that are in their communities. So we'll get a group of guys from the same zip code together and say, hey, we're going to offer this workshop on these dates at a location near you, and make it accessible to them. Now, we do have other programs throughout the state. There's a program in Memphis, and I believe it's the name of it is Fatherhood Affirm, A-F-I-R-M. And they are providing services to fathers in Shelby County primarily. And then you'll find other programs. The fatherhood.gov website lists different fatherhood programs all around the country. And so they have the listing of the programs that are providing services in Tennessee.
Wonderful. You did mention you had worked some with some of the birthing hospitals in the Nashville area. And I know that our nurses and physicians, OBs, pediatricians may want to refer to you and have fathers jump in and join some of these trainings. How those resources able to be shared from a hospital setting or a doctor's office?
Yeah, there's two ways that the families can get connected with our training camp for dads in particular. First is by just visiting our website. Our website is newlifeprogram.org. So www.newlifeprogram.org. And you'll see there's a tab that will say training camp for dads. There's a little video on there that kind of gives you an overview of what you'll learn in the training camp. And then there's a registration link. and you'll register on that site. It'll tell you the date that the workshop is going to be held. Right now, we host all of those workshops on the third Saturday of each month. And so every third Saturday, there's going to be a workshop, and we determine a location based on who's registered and what zip codes they're in to try and get it as close to as many dads as possible. The other way that you can get connected with us is through our Federal Healthy Start program here in Nashville, which is the Nashville Strong Babies program. And the mom can register for the program and dad will be referred to us automatically through their connection with Nashville Strong Baby.
Wonderful. We will put those links in the show notes so people are able to find those if you didn't capture that. But thank you so much for sharing that. And just as we're talking about dads, what would you want to say to encourage the dads that may be listening today? And, you know, we may also need to encourage mom as well as they support those dads. So what words of advice or encouragement would you have today?
Yeah, I just want to encourage dads to know that there are organizations and programs like mine that are there to support you. And so know that there are people that are focused on providing services that are specifically tailored to your unique needs. And so reach out to us because that's what we're here for. And then also know that you're doing a good job. I think oftentimes we're really tough on dads. We expect a lot from them. And we know that there is no real rule book to this thing. We're kind of creating this as we go along. Now, we've learned a lot of things over the years that we're able to share with dads to give them a leg up on the game there, but we want them to know that they're doing a great job. Everything doesn't always have to be perfect, but as long as you're trying and you understand that there are things that you can learn and improve on and you're seeking to do that for your children, that is the best thing. And so that's what I want to encourage fathers to do. And then also just understand that even for dads that may not be married to their children's mother or in a relationship with their children's mother, know that you still have an opportunity to be engaged fully in your child's life. And so we provide programming for moms and dads so that we can make sure that mom understands why it's so important for dad to be engaged in their child's life. And when you look at the data, it just shows overwhelmingly that when children have an active and engaged father in their life, whether he's living in the home or not, that those children have better outcomes in literally every area of their life over children who do not have a father involved or engaged in their lives. And so we just want to make sure that mom understands that and can be supportive of a dad that's trying to re-engage with his child.
That is wonderful. Yes, those statistics always want, cause us to want to really encourage the dads in any way we can to be active in their kids' lives. It means so much to their children. Well, thank you so much for talking to me today. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I just want to say that, in my role on the school board, my goal is to make sure that every father is involved and engaged in their child's education. Parents are their children's first teacher, even before they get to school. And so that's why I believe it's so important for us to work together as a community to engage both mom and dad as early as possible. Our Training Camp for Dad program is one program that will say, hey, we're going to engage dad during the pregnancy. So even before the child gets here, how can we engage dad? Make sure that he understands the importance of his role, how he can support mom during the pregnancy, during the delivery, and postpartum. And so we know that if we get dad engaged during those time frames, he's going to be more likely to be engaged throughout the lifetime of that child. And so we want to make sure that everybody in our community understands how important that is, and that all of the providers that work with moms and babies understand that there's always an opportunity to engage dad. Look for those opportunities and try to figure out how you can get dad involved in the overall care of mom and baby. Because I think if we get more hands involved and utilize these dads, then we're going to have better birth and health outcomes overall. And I know that's what we all want.
Absolutely. Thank you again for all the work that you are doing. We'll have your information in the show notes if anyone wants to refer to that. Thanks for joining us for another Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby podcast, and appreciate you joining us as well.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee, presented by TIPQC. TIPQC is funded under a grant contract with the state of Tennessee. Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee is brought to you through a cooperative agreement with the Alliance for Innovation on Maternal Health. Do you have ideas for a future guest or topic, or even have a question you would like answered on upcoming episodes? Visit www.tipqc.org, that's TIPQC.org, and click on podcast to submit suggestions and questions to our podcast team. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast to be the first to know when new episodes are available, and find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube to stay in the loop with our active projects and other relevant news relating to perinatal health in Tennessee.